The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It is 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m., and it's Friday, March 24th, 2023. And tomorrow, I'm going to be hosting the event, Halt Hospital Homicides. HaltHospitalHomicide.com is a website. You can go on there, and my mug is on there, on the picture on the flyer. The thing is all these frontline doctors, witnesses, whistleblowers, nurses who whistleblew, all of it, victims of hospital homicides, and we're talking about their families, are going to be appearing discussing exactly what happened. The same thing that happened to Scott Shara's daughter, Grace, in a hospital, St. Elizabeth's, I believe, up in Wisconsin. And we've had Scott on this program twice already to talk about them murdering his daughter, and nobody wants to investigate it. Now, let's just sweep it under the rug. No, she was DNR. See, there's some things you're going to find out if you attend this conference. They're actually going to, at 9 a.m., gather at the Cenotaph at the Alamo. And they're going to march down Alamo Plaza to the convention center, Henry B. Gonzalez, and going to enter the convention center. And the entire entourage, we're going to have quite the event. Yours truly will be hosting. And it is anticipated we will be streaming it live. So if you want to dial in from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, on thepowerhour.com, you can stream it and watch it live and watch the testimony of these doctors and attorneys like Tom Rentz. Ever heard that name? He'll be there. So we have a lot of different people coming to this event. Brian Artis will be there. We've had him on the show multiple times. But that's the big event going on this weekend. And so anything that you have when it comes to, and I took my Nuke Protect this morning. Anything that comes to PowerMall questions, there's always a way to reach out and touch someone to ask questions about any of the products that we offer. There are some that are going to question the latest product we have on the website, Virex. And if you have questions about that, you can call or text us at 877-817-9829. Use the live chat on thepowermall.com or send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. White Harvest seed kits are back in stock. We got 10% off OptiVita products and 10% off North American Urban Spice products. We had Frank Davis and Justin Porter on the show this week to reinforce the data. Now understand also that you can become an affiliate and make extra cash just by carrying our PowerMall affiliate link on your website or sending the link to all your friends and telling them to buy supplements from the PowerMall or anything else that we offer, because we offer other things besides that, you know, like the clay baths. It is so popular, we can't even keep the clay baths in stock. That is how popular these clay baths are. We take them here. So, you know, it's crazy. But the stuff works. And I know you think, how's that possible? Well, we've had Perrier on the show before to explain that. And she even has a book out that's available on the Power Mall that you can get, which will teach you everything you need to know about living clay. It's calcium bentonite clay. And if you're not using it, you should be. In fact, you can take it orally. We have. All right. And it won't hurt you. So we just want to let you know that. Ew, drink clay? I can just see you. Those who are ill-informed that don't understand the properties of this stuff, man, I'm telling you, it's worth a look-see. And of course, we have a telephone number here. It's 844-769-2944. Just rolled right off the tip of my tongue. And if you have a question or comment for today's broadcast, but you don't want to call us because you're afraid to talk on the air, sorry, I want you to be emboldened. I'd rather have you call me up and let's have a conversation, just you and me, mano a mano, or mano a, let's see, how the senora. we have conversations on here all the time. And see, our regular callers, they understand that. I don't bite. They understand that. See, the reason you're able to even call that toll-free number is because we have freedom of speech in America. So we'd like to hear your opinion on things, and especially if we're talking about something that's relevant and you want to chime in on that with your opinion, or you have a factoid or a solution or something you want to share, you're always welcome to do that. Or you can text us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com with your questions or concerns, and I will get a forward, and I always answer them. Whether you're asking me for where I buy my ivermectin or any of the other stuff, you know, we have Paratrex at the Power Mall, which does virtually the same thing. And the reason we have Virex now is because Virex is made in the USA. They claim on the bottle all natural. There is ascorbic acid in it. But I put an article by Dr. Joe Mercola on our email blast that talks about vitamin C, not ascorbic acid. But then later in the paragraph, he said that certain high grades of ascorbic acids are okay. Huh, I thought. Well, I better include that because my listeners need to understand that this is all, you know, not everything that is in Virex is synthetic, okay? I questioned it. Power Hour J questioned it. Kat, our producer, questioned it. So you have to understand that this is something that Virex developed, the makers of it, developed because they wanted to help people fight spike proteins in the body. Because your immune system in COVID-19, which apparently still is going on, because Scott Miller was on our show and he said he just got over it and he's going to be at the show tomorrow. So trust me, I will have loaded up on ivermectin tomorrow, like I usually do 3 times a week, because when I'm hanging around people like that, you know, I've got the Virex in me, and I've been doing that for almost 3 weeks now, and I'm still alive and ticking, so it must not all be bad. I feel pretty doggone healthy. So the reason that we are carrying it here at the Power Mall is because of the fact that the Virex has all these properties, vitamin C, D, K2, which you won't find that in Substack, or Z-Stack, rather, zinc, manganese. All right, these are our elements. Quercetin, citrus bioflavonoids. Citrus fruits are rich in flavonoids for immunoregulation and potential targeting of ACE2 receptors. Yeah, see, this is the thing. They've been attributed to a strong binding affinity with coronavirus's main receptors, and we want to knock them out. Bromelain, this is a cysteine protease isolated from the pineapple stem. It's a nutraceutical. However, I just told you where they got the bromelain from, all right? And turmeric contains a polyphenol curcumin, which has an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-cancer, other properties as an effective supplement. This is the thing about these items. They were manufactured in a lab in New Jersey. They're U.S. made. That's why we said, look, there are some people out there that don't want to take all this stuff, but they know somebody who's gotten the jab and they want to reach out and help somebody and don't want to spend gobs of money. That's why we have Virex at the Power Mall. All right. Just so you know, if it's a decision you want to make and you want to order it online or you want to call and talk to somebody about it, you're more than welcome to, but I've pretty much given you the explanation of why we're carrying it. And there's, you're going to argue, well, that's not all natural. It says all natural on the... Where do you think they make all the rest of the supplemental products? I mean, they all come out of a lab. I mean, a company, when they manufacture these things, every single supplement we sell here, whether in natural form, biological form, whatever the case may be, they are all manufactured and put into a capsule. And we have been researching this stuff like crazy since the year 2000, since Joyce Riley went on the air. We would not try to steer you in the wrong direction when it comes to your health. We are all about that because you can't listen to the show if you're sick or you're not here anymore. So that's the reason why we talk about it. It's not hype. I mean, I'm just having a frank discussion here. Now, at some point in time, this topic of shortwave will come up because many of you have called the show and called the Power Mall and informed us that shortwave is the only way you have to listen to us. We're going to have Rick Kaler on from Rick Satellite at the 8 o'clock hour, and he's going to be talking about the satellite that he has. And I know some of you are against that because you think that you can get spied on or that a satellite is a dead giveaway. You can get a satellite on a motor, too, from what I understand, that you can actually dial up other channels, other satellites, and get multiple. I mean, this sounds like a great way to me to pick up other information. Having one, I intend on getting one, just to let you know. Haven't got one yet, but I'm going to talk to Rick and ask some real serious questions about this. But on our shortwave, you know, we set up a Give, Send, Go account. We got one donation since last October of $25. We are spending over $6,000 a month to keep shortwave going, that frequency. So I'm making a pitch for you to continue to support the Power Mall. If you have already been doing that, we appreciate it. We don't want to have to cancel that. I know some of you understand that this has happened before, where we ran into a situation where we thought we were going to have to make some changes based on business decisions. You see, COVID-19 affected everybody, including the Power Hour. And mom and pop businesses closed. And see, we support small business, which is one of the reasons why we have the affiliate program. We want you to become a business partner rather than just sit idly by and do nothing. You know, because any press is good press. Even bad press is still press. So we just want to let you know, after this little dissertation here, you know, we will continue to carry the short wave, but if you can and you are an advocate and you I'm going to ask Rick about them being able to track your satellite dish, because I know there are satellites combing our atmosphere, looking down on us. You know, we can't be paranoid. God gave us a sound mind, but he also emboldened us to walk in the spirit. So speaking of that, Mike in North Carolina, I understand that you have a cat that has been your 17-year-long companion. And she's not doing well, suffering from stomach tumors. I know I have heard that people have given curcumin to their cats and the tumors have gone away. But that's what I've heard. Okay. Those are things that are shared with moi here on the show. But when all else fails, the belief system calls for taking action, and that means going to a veterinarian and having the situation medically addressed. And we need to pray for Mike and his cat because they've been best buds for 17 years. And those of you who have lost pets understand exactly where I'm coming from. Some of you will do so much for your loved one. They're a part of the family. And sometimes they may be your only companion and they're part of the family. And you get wrenched inside when you think about how they were before they had to be put to sleep. And we, you know, they all sleep in Jesus. They all sleep in Christ. They're there to bless our lives. That's what they're there for. And Mike's cat's been there for 17 years blessing his life. And we just say a prayer to the Almighty that you are going to have your guiding hand in this situation. And you're going to bring, I understand that 17 years is very, very old for a cat, but there are cats who have lived much longer than that. And we thank you that Mike is going to have a favorable outcome and that the decision, whatever the case may be, will be in favor with the Father. At least it's Mike's will that he is taking his cat in to be checked out, that he cares enough to do that because it's his lifelong pal. So we want to make sure that you just lift that situation up and we pray for deliverance in this, whatever the outcome, in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you. Can I get an amen? I know it's for a cat, but please, come on. You all, if you have animals, I have one laying down here right by my side. She's here every morning, faithfully. You know, it's really hard. I put down German Shepherds before, and it's probably, if you put down a dog or cat, it's probably the hardest thing you had to do. But you did it because you love the animal, and you did it because it's the right thing to do. Because they can't suffer anymore. You have the power as a pet owner to stop the suffering. And they look you in the face, and you will know when it's time, because they give you that look. And if you haven't seen that look, and you have an animal, you will know that look when you see it. Trust me. It will be that look that says, please, I don't want to be here anymore. Do something. And you'll have to make that tough decision, as painful as it is. That's why we pray for deliverance here for Mike and his cat. For the vet's guiding hands, that they make the right decisions here. And of course, you know, we're on social media, on Truth Social, Facebook, Twitter, like everybody else. You know, but see, social media, here's a great idea. I got two things. My wife and I were having a discussion last night about how can more people listen if shortwave goes away. Well, I want to try to make a deal with one of the phone providers, the cell phone providers, to actually get a cell phone that is very far reaching so that people can listen by phone. That's one way. Secondly, I want to find out about, you know, Rick and the satellite situation, because you can get more than just the Power Hour on Global Star. All right. That's one of the channels, because we beam up to Galaxy 19, and that's one of those dish satellite that Rick's can pick up. So you can actually hear it streaming on satellite, and you can hear a lot of other things too, and stay very well informed, because a lot of what you'll get will be foreign. But you see, then you can hear what foreign folks think about what's going on in America. And you can also see predictors of things to come because of what you may see and hear from other countries. Because some of these foreigners think that we're all idiots over here, but it's not us. But they're thinking, hey, how can all these people, 330 some odd million people in America, how can they let their government get away with doing what they're doing? Well, because we have a lot of people that are afraid. They've been programmed to fear everything. Somebody goes COVID, boo, and they jump. It's ridiculous. You go into a store and go, I've got syphilis, and, you know, yell that at the pharmacy counter and see what kind of reaction you get. People move away more than 6 feet apart. They don't even know. It's just they've been programmed to fear things. Go, I got smallpox yesterday. Tomorrow I'm going to have gonorrhea. Yeah, I mean, see, this is the stupidity of it all. People can't get the cognitive dissonance out of their head long enough to rationalize and understand this is programming at the highest order. Bill in Illinois, welcome to the show. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about animals. And, you know, all living creatures will get their bodies back in the next world. I mean, Christ says himself, he said that the lion will lay down with the lamb and eat and graze. So people got to understand these things that, you know, even though it hurts to see one pass away or to get sick or anything like that, in the end, we can all be back together again. And, I mean, that's a promise. That's a promise from Jesus Christ himself. So
well,
I wanted to add that in.
I thank you so much for that, Bill. That's a big consolation to a lot of people out there that are God-fearing, and we appreciate your comment. Got a lot of news to attend to here, but thank you, Bill, for your call. Do you remember yesterday I was talking about the globalist and how the UN claims it's going to control all these global disasters? Well, here's one of the reasons why it won't happen, because they have created a polycrisis of doom, and it's of their own making. And by them coming out like Schwab and everybody else, the Schwab kebab, and everybody else, they all come out and they say, look, we're going to figure out a way to control everybody. Yeah, we're just hearing now that the Fed is planning. I mean, look what Janet Yellen, the Treasury, just did. They may have just federalized the entire banking system. Do you understand what happened? Ellen Brown was on the show talking about the bailout. She has an article out, in case you missed it, about banking crisis 3.0. We're going to include a link to her Substack page, and I have the PDF, and I'm going to make sure the PDF gets posted because I want you to read it, because literally the Treasury is trying to federalize the entire system by not just guaranteeing insured deposits, okay, but also uninsured. They want to guarantee everything. Well, when a government does that, it's like they've taken over. They've nationalized the banking system. Now, if they do this and it's official, they can turn around and create all sorts of devices to control the narrative and control the system, one of which is digital currency. And that's on the way. You have to go to your local community bank and tell them, please do not participate in this. If you are going to do this, you need to be at least honest enough and let us know now so we can take our money out of your bank. That's probably one of the reasons why when I went in to make a deposit at my bank, they go, oh, by the way, did you know our bank is ranked fifth in the nation and sound banking? And why would you say that? It's like, have you been programmed as a teller to tell me these things? That's why they call them a teller. Yeah, tell me something I really want to know, like how sound are you? Is my money safe? Well, apparently the government's willing to insure everything. But here you have all these technocrats pushing this war in Ukraine where all the biolabs are. And I don't think it's just U.S. biolabs. I think there's other biolabs there we haven't gotten the full appraisal of. You know, they've regulated and destroyed our food supply. They've created a food crisis. They've created an energy crisis. The cost of living has gone up. We're looking at a widening international conflict. All of this created by the global elite. And if there is a poly crisis, it's entirely man-made. God would not do this. If, like we said, we had the gentleman on, Etienne de la Boitie, who said, look, we just want free market economy. Just let the economy do its thing. Stop interfering. Stop sticking your nose in. See, this is what governments have always done. You know, we know more than you dumb people. They get elected, and this is what they do, right? There has been a apparent outbreak of deadly Marburg virus, which is spreading throughout Tanzania and Equatorial Guinea. This, of course, is in the South Pacific. Tanzania and Equatorial Guinea are near Australia. And, of course, Tanzania has reported 5 deaths this week. Marburg is a hemorrhagic fever similar to Ebola. In other words, when you get it, and this is what so many of you out there are thinking, is that when you get Marburg virus, you bleed from every orifice. You bleed out of your nose. You know, this is what you do when you get Marburg. And it's possible that Marburg is inside the spike protein or inside the lipid nanoparticle, rather. I don't want to misspeak here. The lipid nanoparticle and 5G may trigger it. We don't know. We haven't started to see mass cases because it's a silent killer. It's like, why didn't everybody who got the jab all of a sudden drop dead at the same time? Well, that would be too obvious. We can't have that now, can we? No, we can't have that. People dropping dead all of a sudden. You know, well, if they did that, then people would think, oh, my God, they turned on the kill switch. But all the dumb woke people out there would be going, huh? They'd be doing a Scooby-Doo. They really would. They don't care. They don't care what people think. The government does not care what people think. Otherwise, you wouldn't have Fauci and Bow Wow Wowzer going door to door in D.C. trying to, with their shot squad, trying to get people to take the jab. And if you're going to pay me money, then there's something wrong with this thing. See, they got it. They got this. They got this, bro. They got this. Debbie in Indiana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody else.
How are you? What's going on?
Good. Do you listen to the Hagman Report?
No, I don't. I know who he is. I know who he is, and I've read some of his stuff, but I haven't actually listened to it. But I know of him. I know what he is. He's up there in the rankings with us.
He had Steve Quill on last night, and Steve Quill said he has it on good authority that the U.S. is going to do a pre-strike on Russia?
Wow. Okay.
And he said probably in like 3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks. Wow. So the Kremlin, see, since they've announced it and since, you know, they're monitoring every single radio show, I am sure, like our own government is, they're probably monitoring this as well, wondering what kind of information we're pandering. The thing is, you know, we have to be emboldened here to talk about this. If there was going to be a nuclear war, one of the last things our government would do, because that's the ultimate, that's the serious game changer here. I think one of the last things that they would do is announce what they're going to do ahead of time, even though, you know, Thoroughly Modern Millie, our general, did manage to pick up the phone and call China to share information with them. You'll never be caught by surprise, because I'll call you and tell you what we're going to do. Yeah, they caught a China. Yeah. They caught a China. They China caught a U.S. warship in China waters. Don't know if you knew that. And of course, warded them off. That's the latest news reports, by the way, for those of you wondering what's going on in the Pacific, because, you know, we're trying to run exercises there to send a message to China not to invade Taiwan. Well, the problem is that, you know, we're giving away all of our military resources, and the only thing we have left is our nukes. So, hey, why not get on the show and let's make national news, and let's get on and let's scare everybody into thinking that the end of the world is coming, because once we launch our nukes, Russia will launch theirs and China will launch theirs, and we'll all be turned into a pile of liquid goo. You know, this is to Debbie, to me, it's fear mongering at the highest order. We don't have proof of that. You can say 3.5 weeks. Where'd you get this information from? Do you have inside sources we don't know about? Who have you talked to? See, the nincompoop in the White House, Debbie, he's got the nuclear codes. Oh my God, we're in trouble if that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, to me, it's all speculation right now. I've heard people say the end of the world is coming next week, and next week comes and it doesn't happen, and they look like idiots. So I don't know what to say. You know, it's all speculation to me at this point. Until we get some affirmative thing like, there's an incoming nuke right now, duck and cover. Yeah, like that's going to work. I don't know what else to say, Debbie. Thanks for your call. We appreciate Dave. It. I thanks for the heads up.
Dave.
Yeah. All right. Sherry in Kansas, you're on. What's going on?
Good morning. The thing about the bioweapons labs,
yep.
Doug Hagman actually played a clip from Lee Merrick, and I'm not sure who was interviewing her, but is it Merritt or Merrick?
It's a Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T.
I-T, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Merritt. She was talking about those, and she said as far back as when the Soviet Union broke up, our Congress was allotting money for us to go over there and secure, like, Soviet, the atomic weapons, and also these labs. But we were doing more than that.
I'm sure we were.
Taking them over, and there was one actually in Georgia, I believe it was named after Luger.
Huh, interesting.
can I hold on?
Yeah, sure you
or
can.
Or call back or something?
Whatever you want to do. We got so much news to talk about this morning, and we'll be back after these messages here from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, March 24th, 2023. In regards to our last conversation with everyone that's been calling up, if you're listening to other talk shows, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I want to try to analyze every single thing that's going on, and you have to do the same thing. You've got to use common sense logic. When people get on there and they start making comments about the end of the world and about we're going to be in a nuclear war next week or anything like that, and start fear-mongering, and this happens a lot. We don't have the exact day or time. You have to rise above this. We don't have the exact day or time or the hour that this is going to happen. We don't know. Even the Bible says it. We know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. I mean, we know. We don't know. We think we know, but we don't know what we don't know what we don't know. Remember your conspiracy theory? You know, remember they're juicing them up? Gravy for the brain. You know, that's exactly what this is, folks. It is. It's gravy for the brain. Sometimes the gravy gets lumpy. And when it does, people freak out. We don't want you doing that. Sherry, you're back on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to ask Ellen yesterday, if she or you knew of anyone who's written a way to explain to people what this derivative thing is, like some kind of fairy tale or analogy or something, because,
oh,
you know, it sounds so stupid. That,
oh, no. No, it's not stupid, Sherry. It actually exists. Derivatives do. And I actually wrote a book called Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall, which explains what derivatives are. And if you watch the movie, if you don't want to buy the book, and you won't hurt my feelings, if you want to watch the movie The Big Short, and you get into, in fact, you can go on YouTube and watch the Big Short clip where Vanetta, I think that's his name, played by Ryan Gosling, he explains what derivatives are. And so does Selena Gomez. He explains CDOs. Margot Robbie, sitting in a bathtub drinking champagne in a bubble bath, explains what they are. Literally, I mean, they come right out of the gate and they tell you what derivatives are. That would be probably is to go on YouTube and dial up The Big Short and listen to that.
Yeah, my neighbor had the movie, and I watched it, and I guess I should have taped the audio on this.
Well, no, I mean, you can watch the clips on YouTube because they are there. Okay. They put them up there for a reason. That's to incentivize people to watch the whole flick. But, I mean, those particular ones I know are segmented out.
Changing subjects. I heard a Dynamite interview with Todd Callender, and I taped it, and I have to go back and listen to the tape. But he actually mentioned that court case where they, and it was in 2013, where they actually say that he'd take an mRNA vaccine that the company that owns the patent actually owns you. And he's representing a lot of servicemen.
Well, now we reported yesterday that all of a sudden now we have this big spate of myocarditis going on in our U.S. military, probably because they forced everybody to get the jab. And I would not be a bit surprised if this sort of thing is going on right now. Everything you say, I think, is pretty much validated.
They've actually got it in their court case, and the court will not rule on it, and the government keeps, you know, coming in and trying to put new stuff in, and they're trying to wear them out, like you say.
Yeah. But, well, do you realize if what I said, now I've been saying this ever since I got on the radio on this show, Sherry, if it is true what they said, that if you get an mRNA jab, and that is patented information, which is why the original rulings I read said that you cannot patent mRNA. You cannot patent certain DNA. You can't patent stuff like this. Well, the jab itself, if they're claiming the patent is legit and that whoever gets that shot is infringing on their patent, I mean, that's like reverse engineering the entire legal equation, because they're literally coming at you and going, yeah, we own you. We own you because you have our stuff in there. It's like Monsanto. When their stuff spreads to another farmer's field, what does Monsanto do? Sue, and they take the farmer's property away. I mean, this is what they're doing, you know, because it invaded the property. We own that property now. Now, what's to stop? I get exactly where you're going with this, Sherry.
Well, the thing is that Karen Kingston actually found in the Federal Register that under the EUA that, they don't even, all them, vaccines, even the childhood vaccines, are under the EUA now. And under the EUA, they don't have to disclose what is in the vaccines. And she said I've heard people say they're trying to put mRNA in all the vaccines now.
Yeah,
there's a dust up in a committee. They actually played a little bit of it on the local radio in a Senate committee hearing up at Topeka.
Wow. The thing is that they know, don't they? They know. They all know. I have to assume they're all in on it, Sherry.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. All right. Now, see, we have I got to get back to world news here because I got a clip I want to play for all of you. We've got some serious issues going on in the UK. Inflation has now spiked to over 10%. Majority of that is being caused by rising food prices. Hey, welcome to the party, pal. Just like what Bruce Willis said in, that first Die Hard movie. Remember that? a little bad news for Ukraine. The leader of NATO in Bulgaria, he apparently likes Vladimir Putin, and he has just said, sorry, we're not supplying any arms or defense material to Ukraine. And Finland's defense minister also echoed those same sentiments by saying, no, we're not giving Ukraine fighter jets. We're not getting involved in this. Yeah. And if you were watching C-SPAN or any of the other channels and you were watching yesterday's hearing with TikTok CEO, God, this CEO chew on that for a while. He was saying, oh, no, spying, not really, really what is going on here. That's a wrong use of words, spying. Yeah, see, you got to wonder what they're doing. No, they are monitoring every single keystroke of all the users who download the app, and they download the software into that's inside that app that actually goes in and sends all that information to some database somewhere. And because it has been confirmed by multiple sources that China owns shares, ByteDance is the CCP mainstream. This is their front, ByteDance. That's in China, owned by the CCP, and they own shares of TikTok. Now, don't think that didn't come with a price. Think about that. When your 13-year-old son or daughter gets on there and starts expressing views of discomfort and disdain, and all of a sudden videos pop up saying, hey, we got a great way to end all that. Why don't you just kill yourself? They're promoting suicide videos on TikTok. Otherwise, why would we know about it? Because it's out there. Why do you think we had congressional hearings yesterday? I mean, it looked like a real shift show in there. And if they're going to pass legislation or whatever the case may be and ban TikTok and ban social media, well, now, a lot of you will say, look, that's a step in the right direction. But where does it end? Where does the censorship and the cancel culture end as far as our freedom is concerned? Think about that. Now, if TikTok is being shared with the Chinese and all of our keystrokes and everything, all the data from all the users are being shared with the red Chinese, then we have a problem. And they should ban it. Well, actually, they were talking about yesterday TikTok being forced to sell all of its interest to an American manufacturer and American company who will then take and do the right thing and use TikTok properly. And of course, China, oh, we can't have that. China's already come out vocally and saying it would firmly oppose any sale of TikTok to anybody. I mean, that whole hearing has been referred to in the media as an abject disaster. Now, we told you about the U.S. warship traveling into Chinese waters, according to China. Moving on to U.S. news, a off-duty pilot from another airline, believe it or not, helped land a Southwest Airlines plane after the captain had a medical emergency. Air traffic control has it recorded. The incident includes somebody in the flight deck stating the pilot need to get on an ambulance immediately. An off-duty pilot who happened to be flying came to the rescue after the captain of a Southwest plane suffered this medical emergency on flight 6013. It left Las Vegas, headed to Columbus, Ohio. Mid-flight, all of a sudden, boom, the guy has a medical emergency. All right, let's talk about that. Let's just kind of get into a little bit of the detail. What were all pilots required to take that a majority of them did? Yes, you can answer that question. The jab. And what might that medical emergency, without speculating too far out of the realm, what might that have been? Well, since we know that it's been reported that a lot of our military are now having issues with myocarditis, which means they could drop dead of a heart attack at any minute, how do we know the medical emergency that I'm just talking about here wasn't related to that, which means next time you get on a plane, you better hope to God there's an off-duty pilot on that aircraft that can take over and land that thing. Reminds me of the Howie Mandel joke where he said, yeah, me and my buddy used to get on the airplane, and we'd go grab the captain's coat and hat, and he grabbed the co-pilot's coat and hat. We'd put it on, go to the back of the plane and yell, who's flying this thing? You know, you got to love it. That's not funny, though. If you happen to be on that aircraft and all of a sudden they have a medical emergency on the flight deck, oh, Jesus. You better be praying, because that plane, what if they both did? What if the kill switch went off, their lipid nanoparticles leaked some garbage out there, and they all of a sudden passed out of the controls? You can only set a plane on autopilot for so long, and pretty soon you're going to run out of fuel. And when that happens, you know what's going. You know what the end result is. The outcome isn't pretty. You are going to go and, I mean, if it's an autopilot, I mean, would you think the thing is going to try to land itself? I mean, aircraft can actually do that, but you really need to have a pilot at the helm to actually glide that aircraft down onto the runway. You really need to do that. So just a word of warning about those of you who are going, I'm never flying again. Understand that a majority of the woke airlines have forced their employees to take the jab. And the outcomes are not going to be pretty. They're going to have a pilot shortage. I am predicting that right now. That's not a scare tactic. I am telling you that eventually this jab is going to start affecting pilots. One already, Captain Bob Snow of San Antonio, already got affected by it. He can't fly anymore. He just landed a plane, parked into DFW, and all of a sudden, boom, he drops dead on the tarmac, and they had to revive him. He's lucky he's alive to even talk about what happened to him. Well, he got two jabs. Now look at it. Now they forced everybody to do this. Why? Because they don't want him around anymore. Imagine how many planes they could send down all at once, which makes you wonder, why is everybody still packing aircraft? And why are people still flying? Because they trust everything the government says. And then we come to another sad equation. There is a flight attendant on United Airlines. And this story is kind of, I don't want to be judgmental here when I talk about this, but this flight attendant went to great lengths to make herself look absolutely beautiful. I mean, you look at her photo, and we're gonna post that on our email blast so you can look at it. You would never, ever know the condition and the devil lurking within this flight attendant for United Airlines. There's a commercial that she recorded for United Airlines, and I want to play that clip right now so you can hear it.
Don't let that smirk fool you. There was so much pain behind that sweet boy's eyes. I don't normally post about my transition here on my feed, let alone it's a rare sight on my stories. I used to be so embarrassed about being trans, and all I wanted was to blend in and be cis. But times have changed, and I've started looking back at the bigger picture and understanding I do have a story to tell. This story comes after a huge pep talk from one of my biggest motivators, love. This is a story that I know is so important for me to continue sharing. Not for me, but for those out there who are still fighting social norms, the boundaries set upon them, fighting themselves, gay, lesbian, bi, trans, pan, whatever and whoever you identify as, come out, be counted. My life changed for the better when I came to United as a flight attendant. With the support from the company, our business resource group for LGBTQ plus employees, and all of my loving coworkers, I was able to break free from the chains that held me. And to this day, I'm living confidently as my true self. I was able to glow up and let go of the past. So here's all the pain that Kyle went through so that Kaylee could live today. I am trans, and I am proud.
Well, there you have it. A 1 minute and 38 second commercial that Kyle Scott, who later became Kaylee Scott, and you would not know unless you really stared and looked and listened that this person was transgender. I mean, went all the way through the entire process, got a job, was successful, and even recorded this commercial. So one would have a real difficult time understanding. Of course, now we know the devil that lurks within. I mean, everything in this commercial all of a sudden became contradictory when Kaylee Scott, this 25-year-old United Airlines flight attendant, was found dead in her home in Denver of an apparent suicide. I have said on this show multiple times about the struggle that these people who have their moral compass, they think they're doing the right thing. They get convinced that their moral compass can change, that you can do things to your body that makes you look different and you can feel good about yourself. And a majority of the people that go through this process end up having issues, mental issues. Here we have Kylie Scott, or Kaylee Scott, and I'm sorry for the family. I really am. We should pray for him because I can't be judgmental about this. Went to great lengths, facial feminization surgery, the whole nine yards. I mean, you would not know unless he or she, whatever you want to call her, came out and said, I'm trans. I had all of it done. They're not going to tell you that. They're living a normal life. And doing what she did as a United Airlines flight attendant, everybody saw she. They didn't see he. They saw she. And nobody would know unless he came out and said, and now he, as a she, is coming out and encouraging everybody to come out. Well, the thing is, you know, come out and be proud. Well, then why did you commit suicide? Or was it suicide? You sure you didn't find some stalker or some, I mean, that's what the police are investigating as a suicide. We don't know. I mean, given the number of people in the gay community now that are going out and arming themselves, I mean, Tucker even had a special on that last night. You know, it's okay for trans people. You should go out and get a gun if you're gay or bi or trans or whatever the case, because you need to protect yourself because there are people out there that are homophobes that will kill you. So that being said, I mean, this was earlier this week before that spot aired. But the thing is that this commercial for United Airlines obviously demonstrates the fact that they're woke. Not to be judgmental here, but here's the thing. They hired somebody who they claimed was mentally fit, because you're going to get on board and you're going to be responsible for other passenger safety. You got that? That's what flight attendants do. They're responsible, along with the flight deck, to make sure that that plane gets from point A to point B. It's a sad state of affairs when things go south. And in this case, that's exactly what happened. So mentally fit. I mean, you got this commercial out here. Why did she go do that? Why'd she kill herself? If she was so proud and did all these things, she said, because there is an inner struggle that contradicted that commercial completely. Authorities are still investigating. We don't know exactly what caused the death of Kyle, now Kaylee Scott. We don't know. United Airlines must be freaking out because this commercial, it's all over the place. We're going to include it so you can actually see the video. She looks good. You would never be able to tell. She'd spent that much money transitioning to make herself feel good, but the devil is still in the details. She's still there. She's still struggling internally. And this, so many of them are. And this is why they have a propensity to check out. The suicide rate among transgenders is huge. And now, you know, it's not political, but then what are your schools teaching? Don't tell your parents that you want to transition. We'll get you puberty blockers. Whoa. You see, the outcome is not pretty. But then again, when you look at the entire agenda that they want to kill everybody on the face of the earth by whatever means possible. So if they can get your kid to transition and then go, oh my God, I made a mistake. What am I going to do? Well, you can sue Kaiser Permanente for lopping off your breasts. But I mean, where's that going to get you? You've been taking puberty blockers. You might not be able to have kids. Now where's your future? Now are you more depressed? Now you got a reason to kill yourself. Oh, let's go play on TikTok. Maybe I can find a video that encourages me to do that. You see, our moral compass, it's all bent out of shape. It's gone haywire. And to see something like this happen, when somebody gets on there and makes a minute and 38 second commercial for United Airlines, a major air carrier, and divulges the fact that they have been a flight attendant for that airline and they are supposed to be mentally fit to protect passengers as part of the crew. And then they go do something like that. Boy, oh boy, what does that do as far as a shakeup? Here we got pilots being jabbed, flight attendants that claim that they're mentally fit, and all of a sudden now we find out, oh, really? I mean, if she was that proud of herself and was doing that good of a job, and I mean, I'm sorry, you know, she did look good in a flight attendant's uniform, and I'm sorry, I'm not a deviant here. If I did not know that she had transitioned, you would never be able to tell. That's the scary thing about this. Some of them are so good, you can't even tell. They used to have a problem in Honolulu with that, too, because all these ladyboys, you know, these Orientals look so good. They forced them to wear pink arm bracelets. They call them mahu, either which way. Because here, the military, there's so many military in Honolulu, they would pick up these girls, end up in a hotel room to find out, oh, wait a minute, they don't have female parts. And then a fight would break out and these girls would get beat up because they were trans men. See, this is the scary part about our moral compass, folks. We can't be too judgmental here because somebody was trying to do what they felt was appropriate and express themselves, because we do have freedom of expression in this country, which is why our moral compass right now is very shaky. Stuff like this happens, it does affect our moral compass. I don't know what else to say about stuff like this when it happens. I'm sorry for your family, Kaylee. I really am. Because you went through, you made the sacrifices, you did all this, and you went on TV, and you cut an airline, woke airline commercial, and you professed all these things, and then you turn around, and you let your true colors come out. And the devil won. Suicide ain't pretty, folks, if indeed that's what happened. That's my commentary on that. So much stuff. There's been new breaking events, by the way, in the Carrie Lake lawsuit. Supreme Court looks like it's going to let the Carrie Lake lawsuit continue. Gotta love that. And of course, the Manhattan DA, man, he's in the hot seat over what he did with Trump. I think this whole thing is, it's another political shift show, folks. We're going to be back with Rick Kaler from Rick Satellite after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.